Welcome back to another episode here on Hacks and Hobbies. You're tuning into episode 579, and today we're diving into a special topic: how to navigate business fundamentals beyond high school education. A comprehensive guide. Now, whether you're a budding entrepreneur, a seasoned business professional, or just curious about the business world, this episode is for you. Now let's unravel some essential business lessons you probably didn't learn in high school. You know, high school teaches us many things, but there are gaps, especially when it comes to the practical world of business. Let me share a personal story from my journey. Now when I first got into video production, I was passionate, but a bit naive about business. I loved creating videos and was deeply inspired by my early experiences with technology and videography, as I mentioned in my book, Mastering iPhone Video Production. I recall a time when I was starting, armed with my passion for videography and my trusty iPhone. I was excited to create and share videos, but I quickly realized that creating content was only half the battle. The real challenge was understanding my audience and what they wanted to see and what resonated with them. I remember shooting videos, hoping they would instantly connect with my audience, but the response was lukewarm. But when I created a video of my brother-in-law and I off-roading in Utah, in the Fins and Things off-road trail, that video that I shot with my iPhone got over 35,000 views because I was creating content that the audience was looking for. I posted the content where the audience was looking, and that was a significant shift that I saw. It became a powerful market research lesson that no high school has taught me. Now, this experience taught me that understanding your market is more than identifying a need. It's about connecting with your audience on a deeper level, understanding their desires, and responding with content that resonated. It's a lesson I've carried with me in every venture. Now, let's delve into the financial literacy and management. These are critical skills often overlooked in high school education. Understanding finances is more than just balancing a checkbook. It's about making strategic decisions that can make or break your business. In 2023, we had an enlightening conversation with Andy Wong in episode 462. Andy, a financial advisor with over two decades of experience, shared invaluable insights on long-term investment strategies. His advice can be a cornerstone for anyone looking to understand the complex world of finances. Drawing from Andy's wisdom, I realized one of the biggest lessons in finance is the power of informed investing. It's not just about where you put your money, but how you manage it over time. Andy emphasized the importance of understanding marketing trends, diversification, and most importantly, patience. After all, it's a marathon, not a sprint. This segment is a key reminder that whether you're running a business or planning your finances, understanding the basics of financial management is vital. It's about making smart choices today that will set you up for success in the future. If you want to hear more from Andy and dive deeper into financial strategies, check out episode 462. His insights are for entrepreneurs and anyone looking to navigate the financial aspects of their lives more effectively. Now, in the world of business, especially in creative fields like podcasting, networking is not just beneficial, but essential. It's about building relationships that can lead to opportunities, collaborations, and growth. On Hacks and Hobbies, I've had the pleasure of speaking with many individuals who've harnessed the power of networking to significant effect. And one such guest is Vinny Potestivo, whom I spoke with in episode 536. Vinny's journey in the media world is a testament to the power of building and nurturing professional relationships. From his early days in the industry to his success in creating and managing content, Vinny's story highlights how connections can open doors and create opportunities that otherwise might not have been possible. Imagine Vinny sharing his experiences, the chance meetings that led to big projects, the collaborations that grew from simple conversations, and the importance of maintaining these relationships over time. He might say, it's not just who you know, it's about who knows you and what you do with those connections. Don't underestimate the power of networking. Attend events, engage on social media, and reach out to those you admire in your field. Every interaction has the potential to turn into a meaningful connection. And remember, it's about mutual benefit. How can you help others? And how can they help you? Now let's explore a crucial aspect of business growth, embracing failure and learning from it. Kareem Karashny, a guest on our episode 562, shared profound insights on this topic. Kareem spoke about his venture into a car detailing department within his cleaning business, which ultimately didn't succeed. Despite the initial setback, the experience taught him invaluable lessons about establishing partnerships and agreements. He mentioned the importance of having clear, detailed contracts, especially when embarking on new business ventures or departments. Kareem's story is a classic example of how perceived failures can become powerful learning experiences. The future of his car detailing venture was not just a setback, but a stepping stone. He learned the significance of trust. Balanced with formal business agreements. This insight was crucial for his future adventures. This insight was crucial for his future endeavors, ensuring more structured and successful partnerships. Now, like Kareem, many of us have faced failures that at first seemed devastating. However, in these moments that we find the most profound lessons. My own experiences have taught me that each failure is an opportunity to learn something new, refine our strategies, and come back stronger. So what's the message here? Embrace your failures. They're not the end, but an essential part of the journey to success. They teach resilience, foster creativity, and often open new doors. When faced with setbacks, take a step back, analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and use that knowledge to fuel your journey. In business as in life, it's not about avoiding failure, but learning how to fail forward. As we wrap up today's episode, let's focus on a vital skill for any business person: adaptability and the pursuit of continuous learning. Now, the business world is ever-changing, and what worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. Staying adaptable, keeping up with the new trends, and continually educating ourselves are not just options, but necessities for success. In my journey with Hacks and Hobbies, continuous learning has been critical. Whether exploring new podcasting techniques or delving into the latest marketing strategies, staying informed and adaptable has been essential. First, embrace the mindset of being a lifelong learner. Attend workshops, listen to podcasts, read books, whatever keeps you learning. Second, be open to change. What's your plan B? How quickly can you pivot if things don't go as planned? These are critical questions in today's business environment. And finally, learn from the community. Engage with peers, mentors, and even competitors. The collective wisdom of your network can be your greatest assets. In navigating the complexities of the business world. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Remember, the journey of learning and growth is business never really ends. And I hope that today's episode has shed light on some crucial business lessons that can be guide for you on your path. If you have any other questions or want to share your own lessons, head on over to our website at hacksandhobbies.com or reach out on our social media channels. Again, stay curious, keep learning, and until next time, keep turning your passions into profit.